The snow blowing in the wind on one of the first nights of Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare's production of Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale was an appropriate backdrop for, as director James Rick says, a tale told on a blustering winter's night to stave off the cold and hunger. Anyone familiar with the works of Shakespeare knows that his plays can run the gamut, everything from comedy to tragedy. In the first three acts of The Winter's Tale, Shakespeare delves into the psychological crevices of the mind, where jealousy and doubt often lurk, as shown through the relationship of King Leontes and his wife Hermione. We discover that when the mind breathes so much life into a mistaken assumption, it can explode, shattering the lives of anyone in its path. Shakespeare takes an about-face in the last two acts of the play by turning a tragedy into more of a lighthearted comedy that has a bohemian fairy tale feel. Rick's interesting modern-day take on this complex play blends different centuries through costumes and mannerisms, making the production more relatable to audiences that are not students of Shakespeare. He gives his actors permission to thoroughly explore their roles and bring that passion to the stage. Overall performances by the large cast were strong and convincing. There were several standouts during the night, such as Deborah Clinton in the role of Paulina, the assertive wife of the old Lord Antigonus. Clinton gives a credible performance as she defends the honor of her queen. James Rees displays superb acting talents as the peddler who has the swagger of a professional pickpocket and the charm of Robin Hood. Philip Vollmer as Clown provides many of the night's laughs. His impish take on the character works on many levels. Zoe Spies, who plays Perdita, the banished daughter of the king, gives the character a pleasing, innocent quality that really adds to the play. Laura Rockland's honest portrayal of Hermione brings depth and believability to the character, especially when she is proclaiming her innocence. Adrian Rotter takes on the king in a powerful and passionate way. Through it, we witness the quick onset of the mind games that become reality in the king's mind. Rotter transports the king on an emotional journey that is fraught with jealousy and void of trust. Dennis Williams' use of sheer curtains and backlighting add depth to his sparse but effective set design. Terry Snyder is also to be commended for the lifelike bear that he created. The Winter's Tale is indeed an excellent choice for a cold winter's night, even if you aren't a fan of Shakespeare. The play runs through December the 31st at Richmond's Center Stage Gotwall Playhouse. For V for Women and JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.